这几年我们的家庭聚会都在查考旧约以及旧约的历史。
Currently, our family Bible studies are studying the Old Testament.
有一些家庭聚会期速度比较快的，已经快要把列王记下查考完了。
And some Bible studies are faster than others, and they're already at the end of 2 Kings.
所以我们把历史做一个简单的复习回顾。
So let's make a simple review of some history.
在撒母耳的时代，以色列百姓要求要立王。
In the time of Samuel, the Israelites wanted a king.
神也答应他们来为他们立王。
And then God promised that he would be their king.
所以最开始就有三个王。
So at first, there were 3 kings.
第一个王就是扫罗王。
First was King Saul.
第二个王是大卫，第三个是所罗门。
Second was David, and third was Solomon.
所罗门是在主前的1050年来当王。
Solomon was,
不是扫罗。
Saul was king 1,500 years before Jesus was born.
那他们前面这三个王，每一个王都当了40年的王。
And these 3 kings were all in reign for 40 years.
所以所罗门王他结束的时候是在主前930年。
So when Solomon's reign ended, it was about 930 BC.
那所罗门传给他儿子，在这个930年呢，这个整个国家就分成南北两个国家。
And then when Solomon left his kingdom to his son in 930 BC, the kingdom was split into north and south.
北边叫做以色列，南边叫做犹大。
North was Israel, and south was Judah.
在列王记下17章记载着北边的以色列被亚述帝国所灭。
And in 2 Kings chapter 17, it records how Israel was destroyed by Assyria.
那是在主前的721年。
And this was 720 BC.
所以这个北朝总共经过19个王，经历了大约210年。
So in Israel there are about 19 kings and how many years?
经过210年。
And 210 years.
所以大概平均起来，每个王大概只做了十年多一点的王。
So each king had roughly about 10 years of reign.
原因就是北朝一直处在不是很稳定的状况。
And that is because Israel was not very politically stable.
有的王只当了几个月甚至半年或者一年。
Some kings were only king for a couple months or even half a year.
那南朝的犹大一直到主前586年也被巴比伦帝国所灭。
And then Judah in 580 BC was destroyed by Babylon.
先知书里头记载了当时的一些真实的情况。
The books of the prophets record some situations.
那为什么他们会亡国？
Why is it that they were destroyed?
那另外，先知也从信仰的角度来做一些评论。
And from a faith perspective, these prophets also made some commentary.
这些评论就可以给我们今天在信仰的道路上面来做我们的学习或者警告。
And these comments from the prophets can also help guide our faith today.
我们请来看何西阿书十二章。
Let's look at Hosea chapter 12.
何西阿书在但以理书的后面，何西阿书第十二章第一节。
Hosea chapter 12, verse 1, right after the book of Daniel.
第一节，以法莲吃风且追赶东风，时常增添西谎和强暴，以亚述立约，把油送到埃及。
1. Ephraim feeds on the wind and pursues the east wind. He daily increases lies and desolation, and they make a covenant with the Syrians, and oil is carried to Egypt.
这个以法莲指的就是北边的以色列国。
Here, Ephraim refers to the northern kingdom of Israel.
这里先知在描写他们说好像是在吃风，好像是在追赶风。
And the prophet here describes this as if they were eating the wind.
很努力，但是没有什么结果。
Even though they were putting in a lot of efforts, there's not any results.
当时他们又夹在两个强大的国家的中间。
And they were also sandwiched between two very powerful countries.
一个就是这个东北边的亚述，一个就是南边的埃及。
North they had Assyria, and to the south they had Egypt.
事实上，这以色列国其实它并不大。
Actually, Israel was not very a very big country.
所以它人口也不多。
and their population was not very large either.
所以其实他要生存啊，其实真的是很困难的。
So for Israel to thrive, it was very difficult.
所以从这里我们可以看到说，他必须要去讨好亚述，也要讨好这个埃及。
That's why it says here they have to make a covenant with Assyrians and oil is carried away to Egypt.
他是跟两个强国都有好的关系，那么他就可以生存。
It has to have a good relationship with both countries in order to thrive.
那跟两个国家的关系都好的话，那他就是双赢。
And then if it has a good relationship with both countries, then Israel is in a win-win situation.
今天我们在生活当中为了求生存，我们也常常是处在这样的状况里头。
And today, for us to survive, we often do the same thing.
那我们来看先知对他们的评论是怎样。
Let's look at the commentary that the prophets have to say.
我们请看第七章。
Let's look at chapter 7.
第七章的十一节。
Chapter 7, verse 11.
十一节，以法莲好像鸽子，愚蠢无知。他们求告埃及，投奔亚述。
11. Ephraim also is like a silly dove, without sense. They call to Egypt, they go to Assyria.
这个埃及、亚述都是拳头比他们大的国家。
Egypt and Assyria are stronger countries than Israel.
所以他们跟他们这个求告他们、投奔他们、跟他们建立好的关系，这有什么不对
？So in order to build up a good relationship with these two countries, what's wrong with that?
但是先知给他们的评语说，好像是鸽子愚蠢无知。
But the prophet says it is like a silly dove without sense.
通常提到鸽子，我们的印象总是很好的。
Usually, when we think of a dove, we think of good things.
但是在这里，先知所说的这个鸽子呢，是指的负面的是愚蠢的，是无知的。
But here, they call the dove silly and without sense.
表面上来看，他们好像是很聪明，做对的事情。
On the surface level, it seems that they are very smart and they're doing the right thing.
也因为他们的这种政策他们也曾经拥有了一段时间的这种所谓的和平。
And because of their correct judgment, they obtained temporary peace.
但是从信仰的层面来看这个先知说他们是不聪明的。
But from a spiritual perspective, the prophets say that they were not smart.
他们所做的事情其实是很无知的。
And what they did was very foolish.
因为从信仰的层面，神在看事情常常跟人是不一样的。
Because from a spiritual perspective, what God sees is different from what we see.
周遭的很多国家，当时他们的政策也都是这样子。
Back then, all the countries had the same sort of assessment.
你的国家小，你的国家弱，你总是要求生存。
If your country is small and weak, then you have to build good relationships to survive.
你总要跟一个比较强的国家，甚至跟两个以上强的国家建立起好的关系。
You should build strong relationships with as many countries as possible.
是的，其他的国家需要这样子做。
True, other countries need to do that.
那他们可能也因为这样子也生存得很好。
And perhaps because of that, they survived very well.
但是问题是，这个以色列国，他们是神的百姓。
But the problem is that Israelites are the people of God.
他们是神的选民，他们有不同的身份。
Because they're the chosen people of God, they have a different type of identity.
我们请看诗篇146篇。
Let's look at Songs.
诗篇146篇。
Songs 146.
第三节。
Verse 3.
第三节，你们不要依靠君王，不要依靠世人，他一点不能帮助。
3. Do not put your trust in princes, nor in a son of man in whom there is no help.
这是神对他的百姓所说的话。
This is what God has to say to his people.
是的，这个世界上有非常强而有力的君王。
True, there are very powerful kings in this world.
这个世界上也有那些很有能力、很富有的人。
And there are people who are very rich and powerful as well.
但是神对他们讲说，你不用去，你不要去依靠他们。
But God tells us, do not trust in them.
那为什么呢
？Why not?
第四节，他的气一断，就归向尘土，他所打算的当日就消灭了。
Verse 4, his spirit departs, he returns to his earth. In that very day, his plans perish.
那这就是每一个人所要面对的一个很实在的情形。
This is a situation that everyone must face.
无论再有能力的人，气一断，就归回尘土。
No matter how strong you are, your breath will depart and you will return to the earth.
可以做很多的打算，但是不一定还有明天可以去实现。
You can make plans, but that doesn't mean there will be a tomorrow for you to plan to.
这就是很实在的人很脆弱的一面。
This is a reality that humans have.
所以神对他的百姓说，你不要依靠人。
Therefore, God says to his people, do not rely on people.
第五节。
Verse 5.
以雅各的神为帮助，仰望主他神的，这人便为有福。
5. Happy is he who has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God.
这个雅各的子孙，他们是神的百姓，他们有神可以依靠。
Jacob's descendants are God's people, and they can rely on God.
但是人常常没有那个信心去看到那个看不见的神。
But sometimes we don't have the faith to see the unseen God.
那所以好像认识神但是实际上跟神没有一个很密切的关系。
Well, it may seem like you know God. In reality, you don't really have an intimate relationship with God.
好像知道神可以帮助但是觉得周遭摸得到、抓得着的还是比较可靠。
It seems like God can help, but in the end, those that are more tangible and those things that can be seen are easier to rely on.
那我们来看这些以色列人到底他们的真正的问题在哪里。
Let's look at the real problem of the Israelites.
我们再翻回何西阿书第七章。
Let's turn to Hosea chapter 7.
何西阿书第七章十三节。
Hosea chapter 7, verse 13.
十三节，他们因离弃我，必定有祸，因为违背我，必被毁灭。我要救赎他们，他们却向我说谎。
13. Woe to them, for they have fled from me. Destruction to them, because they have transgressed against me. Though I redeemed them, yet they have spoken lies against me.
并不是神不愿意帮助他们、救赎他们。
It is not that God is unwilling to save them.
而是这些百姓，他们常常是违背神的、拒绝神的。
But rather, the Israelites are the ones rejecting God.
14节。
14.
他们并不诚心哀求我，乃是在床上呼嚎。他们为求五谷新酒祭祭，仍然悖逆我。
14. They did not cry out to me with their heart when they wailed upon their beds. They assembled together for grain and new wine, and they rebel against me.
他们好像也有信仰的活动，也好像是在呼求神、依靠神。
It seems like they have spiritual activity, and it seems like they're calling out to God.
但是不是出于诚心。
But that's not from a sincere heart.
在他们的信仰里头还掺杂着很多的这个迦南人的一些不对的风俗。
But in their hearts, they have hidden a lot of bad traditions from the Canaanites.
是一种混杂的信仰。
It is a type of corrupted faith.
那对神不是真心的，不是充满着信心的。
And toward God, it is not sincere, nor is it filled with faith.
表面上人看起来是拜神拜得很热烈。
On the surface, it seems like they are very fervent towards God.
但是神最知道里头装的是什么。
But God knows what is hidden inside.
15节。
15.
我虽教导他们坚固他们的膀臂，他们竟图谋抗拒我。
15. Though I disciplined and strengthened their arms, yet they devise evil against me.
这个神实在是很爱他们。
God truly loved them.
神常常不愿意再去纪念他们过去的过患。
And God was willing to forget their past transgressions.
神将他们救拔出来了。
God was willing to save them.
但是他们回报神的却是还是一样的抗拒神、背逆神。
But in the end, they still rebelled and rejected God.
其实神对他们是有期望的。
Of course, God still had hope towards the Israelites.
但是他们却不在乎神对他们的期望是什么。
But they did not understand what this hope was.
我们今天处在这样的一个时代跟社会里头。
Today we live in such a society and world.
我们每一个个人，甚至我们的家庭，都是很渺小的。
And ourselves and even our families are quite small in the scheme of things.
在我们生活的周遭，充满着很多的富足， 强而有力的种种。
And in the flow of life, there are many obstacles and very strong things against us.
当时以色列人在埃及跟亚述当中，他们来求生存。
And the Israelites between Assyria and Egypt, they fought to survive.
好，那我们今天也在这个很丰富又很竞争这样的一个大环境里头，我们在求生存。
And today, in this chaotic environment, we are also trying to survive.
很多的东西真的是我们常常说，哇，这个东西很 powerful， 这东西真的是很先进的，是很好用的。
Sometimes we feel that certain things are very powerful, convenient, and easy to use.
我们是生活在不只是两个强国，到处都是，对我们来讲都是很强的，甚至很有吸引力的。
Of course, in our life, it's not just two strong countries, but rather everything around us is very alluring and is very tempting.
那今天我们如何从过去的历史，那我们来看今天我们如何来求生存。
And we can draw a parallel between the history and now, and we can survive in the same way.
物质上是我们所在这里所要讲的求生存呢，是指着信仰上的求生存。
And the type of survival we're talking about here is spiritual survival.
那先知的意思是不是要他们对周遭是完全的拒绝吗？
But is the prophet saying that this country should completely reject all outside relations?
其实我们是没有办法离开这个大环境来生存的。
In reality, we cannot leave this large environment in order to grow.
主耶稣也没有要我们离开这个大环境。
And Jesus does not want us to leave this environment either.
我们不是对周遭都是拒绝。
And we should not reject everything.
但是我们抓住我们的原则。
But we should grab hold of our goal.
举一个例子，我们来看一下创世纪的十四章。
As an example, let's look at Genesis chapter 14.
这个创世纪十四章提到说，亚伯拉罕的侄子罗德，他被全家被抓了。
In chapter 14, it talks about Abraham's nephew Lot, who was captured.
那亚伯拉罕他爱他的侄子罗德，所以呢，他很勇敢的要去将他救回来。
And because Abraham loved Lot, he bravely went to go rescue him.
那要救他们，一定要发生这个战争。
And in order to rescue him, he had to go into battle.
那发生在战争当中就有可能丧失生命。
And in the midst of battle, there's a possibility of loss of life.
好，我们请看十四章的十四节。
Let's look at chapter 14, verse 14.
十四节，亚伯兰听见他侄儿被掳去，就率领他家生养的精练壮丁318人，直追到但。
14. Now when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his 318 trained servants who were born in his own house and went in pursuit as far as Dan.
那我们以为说亚伯拉罕他是自己带着家里这318个人去征战。
It seems like Abraham himself brought these 318 people to battle.
其实在13节我们有看到说，这个亚伯拉罕其实他周遭他跟一些家族啊，他们是有联盟的，他们是朋友。
But actually, in verse 13, it talks about how Abram was with some relatives and some friends.
所以他跟周遭的人是有来往的。
So with these people, he definitely had a relationship.
而且也是有很好的关系。
And obviously, they had a good one.
所以这些人呢、啊，跟亚伯拉罕一起出去征战。
So these people, along with Abraham, went to go fight.
那但是当后来这个索多玛王对亚伯拉罕说：“你把人还给我，我把财物给你。”
But later, the king of Sodom told Abraham, "You give me the people, and I'll give you the materials."
那亚伯拉罕他拒绝了。
And Abram said no.
我们请看十四章。
Let's look at chapter 14.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
亚伯兰说：“凡是你的东西，就是一根线、一根鞋带，我都不拿，免得你说我使亚伯兰富足。
23. That I will take nothing from a thread to a sandal strap, and that I will not take anything that is yours, lest you should say I have made Abram rich.
24节，只有仆人所吃的，并与我同行的雅乃、以实各、曼利所应得的份， 可以 任凭他们拿去。
24. Except only what the young men have eaten and the portion of the men who went with me, Aner, Eshel, and Mamre, let them take their portion.
这个就是亚伯拉罕他抓住原则。
And this is Abraham keeping sight of the gold.
他想到的是神的荣耀。
He thought of God's glory.
他说，免得你说我使亚伯兰富足。
And he said, lest you say I have made Abram rich.
我的帮助是从神来的。
My help comes from God.
他所想到的是我依靠神。
And his thoughts were that I rely on God.
否则的话，这个多么有吸引力，眼前一堆的财物就可以到手了。
But this was very alluring, a lot of treasures in front of you, ready for the taking.
圣经有一句话说，神所加的，神所住的福，神使人富足是不加上忧愁的。
In the Bible, it says that the blessings of God makes one rich, and He adds no sorrow to it.
那换句话，另外一句话来讲，就是人让你富足啊，甚至撒旦让你富足的话，是会有忧愁的。
But if you look at the other side, if Satan allows you to become rich, then he adds sorrow to it.
或者人给你的富足，常常是会加上富足的，人会加上忧愁的。
Or maybe if people make you rich, then they will add sorrow.
这个亚伯兰他就曾经经验过了。
And Abram had experienced this before.
因为在十三章那里提到说，埃及法老王曾经送给亚伯兰很多的财物。
Because in chapter 13, it talks about how the Pharaoh of Egypt gave Abram many material possessions.
那从十六章开始，我们就看到这个法老王所送给亚伯兰的，真的带给他忧愁。
And you can see in chapter 16 that the riches that Pharaoh gave him really caused him sorrow.
所以这个就是信仰的原则。
So in the end, this is a matter of faith.
那这个需要有属灵的智慧。
And you need spiritual wisdom.
属灵的智慧在圣经里头，在神的教训里头。
And spiritual wisdom can be found in the Bible in God's words.
那我们来看新约的一个例子，提摩太前书第五章。
Let's look at an example in the New Testament, 1 Timothy chapter 5.
提摩太前书五章二十三节
5:23
这保罗对提摩太说，因你胃口不清，屡次患病，再不要照常喝水，可以稍微用点酒。
23. No longer drink only water, but use a little wine for your stomach's sake and your frequent infirmities.
保罗应该或许他也有一些这个健康上的尝试。
So Paul also had somephysical infirmities.
那所以呢，这里他给提摩太一个建议啊，他说你的胃常常不舒服哈，你或许可以稍微用点酒，或许可以改善你的身体状况。
So Paul advised Timothy that if your stomach feels unwell, you should use some wine to make you feel better.
这个我们信靠神，不等于说我们拒绝所有的我们生活当中可以用的东西。
Just because we rely on God doesn't mean you reject everything that can help you in this world.
但是我们不要落入用人用什么东西来取代了神的位置啊，对神的依靠。
But do not use human methods in place of reliance on God.
这个我们要牢牢抓住，记得神给我们的应许。
And we must firmly grasp hold of God's promises.
有一个经节是大家很喜欢的应许。
There is a verse that contains a favorite promise of ours.
这也是在先知的时代，神借着先知给这些以色列人的。
And God used prophets to give them this promise.
只是他们一直没有办法去抓住神这样的应许。
But it is only that the Israelites were unable to grasp hold of this.
既然有这么好的应许，我们今天不要再像他们，就让他溜走了。
Since we have a great blessing, we should not let it slip through our fingers.
我们请看以赛亚书四十一章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 42.
以赛亚书四十一章第十节。
Chapter 41.
以赛亚书四十一章第十节。
41:10.
你不要害怕，因为我与你同在；不要惊惶，因为我是你的神。我必坚固你，我必帮助你，我必用我公义的右手。
10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
在这里，神给他们五个应许。
Here, God gives them five promises.
当时他们的生活 处于亚述跟埃及之间，真的常常是会让他们害怕的。
Back then, their life between Assyria and Egypt often caused them fear.
因为这些强国一路的打下来，所经过的地方都被他们攻下来了。
Because if these two countries were to fight, everything in their path would be mowed down.
眼看着就也要靠近了。
And they could see it getting closer.
当然会害怕。
Of course, you would be scared.
纵然还在很远的地方听到消息，就已经开始害怕。
Even if afar off you hear the sounds of commotion, you will start to be scared.
自己国家这么小这么弱，帮助哪里来？
Such a small, weak country, from where does its help come from?
赶快的去跟他们建立好的关系。
So this country quickly decided to build good relationship with the two larger countries.
但是这里神说的却不是这样子。
But this is not what God says.
神说你不要害怕。
God says, do not be afraid.
今天我们人怕什么？
Today, what are we afraid of?
我们怕死。
We're afraid of death.
我们怕失败。
We're afraid of failure.
我们怕没有安全。
We're afraid of lack of safety.
我们对将来也害怕。
We're afraid of the future.
但是对所有的这些我们害怕的东西，在圣经里头都可以找到神给我们的应许。
But with all these fears, there are promises that God gives us.
我们可以将我们的将来交在他的手中，交在他的带领之下。
We can give our future into God's hands and into His guidance.
在生活当中，我们也常常有一些事情让我们想不通，让我们觉得很困惑。
And in our life, there are many problems that we cannot find the solution to.
因为靠我们自己是没有答案的。
Because when we look at ourselves, we find no answer.
很努力没有答案，所以很沮丧。
Even though we do it diligently, we still cannot find anything, so it makes us anxious.
这个时候不但需要答案，更需要的是先得到安慰。
But not only do we need a solution, but first of all, we need comfort.
那这里神说我是你的神。
And here God says, I am your God.
无论发生什么事情，我仍然掌控一切。
It doesn't matter what happens, I will be with you.
在生活当中，我们也充满着很多的这个软弱。
And in our life, we have many weaknesses.
在软弱的时候，我们需要有力量来扶持我们。
And in our time of weakness, we need strength to uphold us.
不但是扶持我们，我还真希望我们自己能够坚强起来。
Not only do we want strength to uphold us, but we also want strength for ourselves.
神用他的力量来换我们的软弱。
So God uses his strength in exchange for our weakness.
因为软弱，所以也常常觉得很无助。
And because we are weak, we often feel helpless.
有时候我们自己刚强起来了，但是还觉得很无助。
Even though we finally obtain strength, we are still helpless.
那神说，我要帮助你，我的帮助来交换你的无助。
And then God says, I will help you, and I will use my help in exchange for your helplessness.
所以很多时候，我们就在这种祷告呼求的当中，我们来领受他的帮助。
So in this time of prayer, we can receive God's help.
他用他公义有力的右手来扶持着我们。
And he will use his righteous right hand to uphold us.
人一个很大的软弱，就是我们的生活当中常常是缺少了义。
A lot of times, one of our weaknesses is that our life lacks righteousness.
在我们的生活当中，我们常常觉得我们还是有过患。
In our life, we feel there's often unjust things.
那神他要用他的公义来换我们的不义。
But God will use his righteousness in exchange for our injustice.
他继续的，主耶稣继续的成为我们人跟神之间的一个中间人的一个中保。
But rather, God continues to be a mediator between us and him.
主耶稣他正在为我们祷告。
And currently, Jesus is praying for us.
这是神给我们的应许。
And this is a promise that God has given us.
这些应许可能也是我们过去已经有过的这个经验。
And perhaps we may even have already experienced some of these promises.
过去这些以色列人，他们也有很多的经验。
But of course, these Israelites also had a lot of experiences.
他们要出埃及，他们走在旷野路上，这些都是神的作为，都是美好的体验。
And when the Israelites came out of Egypt and walked in the wilderness, these were all God's miracles and his works.
但是时间过去了之后，为什么过了几代，他们却好像失去了信靠神的心？
But as time passed, why is it that it seems like the Israelites lost their heart of reliance on God?
所以让我们看起来这个信心是要继续不断的去维持，去追求。
So we can see that spirituality is a thing that needs to be constantly pursued.
过去的信心不等于现在还是有信心。
Your past faith does not equal your current faith.
所以这一条信仰的道路是一直要努力的往前进的。
So in this walk of faith, we must press onward.
所以我们如何让我们维持着信心，如何让我们的信心继续不断的来长进。
So therefore, we must strive hard in order for our faith to grow.
我们请看希伯来书第十章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书十章三十二节。
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 32.
三十二节，你们要追念往日蒙了光照以后所忍受大征战的各样苦难。
32. But recall the former days in which after you were illuminated, you endured a great struggle with sufferings.
我们知道希伯来书也是在谈到信心的一本书。
We know that Hebrews is a book about faith.
当时他们是在各种很大的逼迫的状况里头。
And it was written under a lot of stress from different persecutions.
那他们也需要信靠神。
And they also needed to rely on God.
那在这里，这个作者勉励他们如何维持他们的信心。
And here, the author encourages the Hebrews to keep their faith.
你们要追念往日，要去纪念、想起过去的事情。
You must recall the former days.
当然，有些过去的事情，我们是应该把它放掉。
Of course, there are some former things that we should let go of.
但是有一些过去的事情，我们要去。要回头去数算。
But some former things we need to recall and recount.
所以这个简单的讲，就是我们要数算神的恩典。
So basically, we need to count God's blessings.
这样子能够帮助我们维持我们的信心。
So that we can continue being strong in our faith.
我们过去信仰生活里头的一些很明显、很记忆深刻的那些体验，我们要去数算。
Those profound and deep experiences we've had, we need to recall those.
比如说，曾经我们这个道理对我们多么的扎心。
For instance, how piercing the word of God was to us.
曾经有弟兄姐妹分享，在圣灵感动他的那一段时刻里头，只要读圣经，一定流眼泪。
And there are some brothers and sisters that recall when they were filled with the Holy Spirit, whenever they read the word of God, they would shed tears.
甚至唱诗都唱得很感动。
And even when they sang hymns, they were very moved.
体验这个神的保守，神的这个保护。
And they recall God's protection.
我们回想，在这个信仰生活里头，我们如何来领受神的爱，领受弟兄姐妹的爱。
When we think back, we can think of all the times we received God's love and the love of our brothers and sisters.
我们来想到圣灵是如何的在我们身上，在我们的家庭里头来工作。
And we can see the works of the Holy Spirit in our life.
我们在想到说我们曾经为信仰是多么的坚定多么的勇敢，那我们所得到的结果。
And we can think back on how we used to be so brave and so diligent in our faith.
真的，其实我们每一个人身上都有很多美好的恩典可以让我们来数算。
And truly there are many blessings upon us that we can recall.
在这个数算恩典当中，帮助我们来维持我们的信心。
And when we are counting our blessings, it can help us to stand strong in our faith.
因为我们是面对着很真实的整个环境的这种挑战，这种引诱。
Because we face many challenges in our environment.
那我们的生活真的也常常是充满着很多的忙碌。
And sometimes our life is just so busy.
我们知道信仰是更重要的，得救是更宝贵的。
We know that faith is very important, and salvation is even more important.
那我们需要常常有信心去信靠神。
So that's why we need the faith to continue to rely on God.
所以我们要常常的来数算神的恩典， 回想我们的往事。
Therefore, we must count God's blessings and recall our experiences.
那在这些过去已经建立起来的恩典跟基础上面，我们继续追求信心的长进。
And building upon our past experiences and blessings, we can continue forward and grow in our faith.
我们的脚一定要站在磐石上。
And our feet must stand firm upon the rock.
主耶稣说他就是磐石。
And Jesus says, I am the living rock.
所以我们的脚一定要站在主耶稣的真理上面。
Therefore, we must stand on Jesus' living body.
我们的脚一定要站在主耶稣的爱上面。
And we must stand upon his love.
我们的脚一定要站在这个圣灵的带领里头。
And we must stand in the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
这样子我们人生的道路、信仰的道路才会走得稳固，才会跑得好。
So that we can walk firmly in our path of life and faith.
我们的眼睛也总是每一天很忙碌的在看这个，在看那个。
And our eyes in this life are busily looking at this and that.
我们的耳朵也是很忙碌的在听这个，在听那个。
And our ears are busily hearing this and that.
为了我们的信心啊，我们要仰望主耶稣。
But for the sake of our faith, we must look at Jesus.
我们要多用我们的耳朵去听神的。听神的声音。
And we must more frequently listen to Jesus' voice.
用我们里头的内心的耳朵来听主耶稣的声音。
And we have to use our inner heart to truly listen to the voice of God.
主耶稣说我是好牧人。
And Jesus says, I am the good shepherd.
主耶稣说这个羊要听他的声音。
And he says that his sheep will hear his voice.
如果我们听到主耶稣的声音，我们得到主耶稣的安慰勉励，我们一定信心会进步。
If we hear his voice and we receive his blessings and encouragement, then our faith will definitely grow.
所以我们要努力的从这个周遭许许多多的声音里头，我们要努力的去听到主耶稣的声音。
So within all these chaotic sounds, we must carefully listen for the voice of God.
要努力的去排除一些不需要听的声音。
So that we can filter out those unnecessary noise.
那对神给我们的应许，我们牢牢地把它抓住。
And we must firmly grasp hold of the promises that God has given us.
那对神在我们身上的工作，不要迟钝，要很敏感。
And do not grow faint in heart with the works that God has performed.
不要很大，对神给我这个神在我们身上的工作要很 sensitive。
And that we have to be more sensitive to the works that God performs.
神已经在帮助我们了，我们竟然没有回应。
God is already helping us, and yet we do not respond.
神已经在呼叫我们了，我们好像没有听见。
God is already calling us, yet it seems like we do not hear.
还是往埃及去，还是往亚述去。
And we still head towards Egypt or Syria.
这就是当时以色列人的问题。
And this was the problem of the Israelites.
这就是为什么先知说他们像鸽子是愚蠢无知。
And that's why the prophet said that they were like a silly dove without sense.
圣经给我们很多的应许，那有时候它是用问句。
The Bible gives us a lot of promises, but sometimes they use questions.
那就是看我们有没有那个信心去回答。
To see if we have the faith to respond.
举一个例子，我们看，请看马太福音九章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 9.
马太福音九章二十八节。
Chapter 9, verse 28.
二十八节，耶稣进了房子，瞎子就来到他跟前。耶稣说：“你信我能做这事吗？”他们说：“主啊，我们信。”
28. And when he had come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" They said to him, "Yes, Lord."
主耶稣来到世界上就是要怜悯这些可怜的人。
Jesus came into this world to forgive those people.
这个瞎子已经来到他的跟前了。
These blind people came in front of Jesus.
主耶稣没有马上伸手的医治他。
But Jesus did not immediately reach out his hand.
主耶稣却问他说：“你信我能够做这个事情吗？”
But Jesus asked, "Do you believe that I'm able to do this?"
感谢神，他们说：“主啊，我们信。”
And thank God, they said, "Yes, Lord, we believe."
这个也是我们 应该要有的回答。
And this should be our response as well.
这就是为什么我们要去数算我们的恩典，要去回想过去。
And this is why we must count our blessings and recall the former days.
这就是为什么我们还是要在信心上面不断地来追求长进。
That is why we must continuously pursue growth in our spiritual life.
因为常常我们需要真的用信心来回答主耶稣。
Because we must use faith to respond to Jesus.
这是主耶稣他这样定的。
And this is what Jesus decreed.
这个蒙受恩典，这个是双方面的。
And receiving blessings is a two-way street.
这个神爱我们，他已经准备在那里了。
God loves us, and He has already prepared these beforehand.
但是有那么多的人都想要得到神的恩典。
But there are so many people who want God's blessings.
我们要成为配得。
And we must become suitable for it.
那神也不断地在帮助我们，让我们配得。
And God continuously helps us so that we may become suitable.
好，我们再请看一个例子，马太福音十五章。
Let's look at another example, Matthew chapter 15.
马太福音十五章二十七节。
Verse 27.
二十七节，妇人说：“主啊，不错。”二十六节。
26.
他回答说：“不好拿儿女的饼丢给狗吃。”
26. But he answered and said, "It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs."
二十七节，妇人说：“主啊，不错，但是狗也吃它主人桌子上掉下来的碎渣儿。”
27. She said, "True, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table."
二十八节，耶稣说：“妇人，你的信心是大的，照你所要的给你成全了吧。”从那时候，他女儿就好了。
28. Then Jesus answered and said to her, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire." And her daughter was healed from that very hour.
这就是我们应该努力去达到的那种信心的目标。
This is the type of response that we should have with our faith.
不要去质疑神说，神，你为什么要这样来考试？
And that we should not complain and say, "God, why do you test me?"
既然你有能力，你也准备好了，你为什么不就给我
？You have power and you have prepared it. Why don't you just give it to me?
很多事情真的是我们所不明白的、不了解的。
There are a lot of things that we don't understand.
但是从圣经这些记载跟例子，我们知道的是，我们要能够有这个这种很真实的信心的回答。
But from the events in the Bible, we realize that we have to have a sincere heart and faith to respond.
如果我们这样来从历史来得到一个教训。
So if we receive a lesson from history,
那我们知道我们应该怎样来努力。
Then we know how we should proceed.
那相信该回答是的时候，我们就回答得出来。
And we believe that when we should answer yes, then we will be able to do so.
那我们的需要，我们的缺欠，我们一定能够得从神那里来得到成全。
And from our needs and weaknesses, we will be able to obtain resolution from God.
我们就不用去求告埃及，去投奔亚述。
So we don't need to rely on Egypt or Assyria.
以色列人这样做了，结果是亡国。
The Israelites did this, and they were destroyed.
所以这样子做对我们绝对不会带来真正的好处。
So if we do the same thing, it will not bring us good results.
但是人常常就是被那短暂的，这个短暂的平安而来牺牲了永远的平安。
But sometimes we give up eternal peace for temporary peace.
我们一起唱诗一百四十六首。
Let's sing hymn 146.
Thank you.
来做结束的祷告。
Now we're going to make our concluding prayer.
我们承认在我们的生活当中还是有埃及、有亚述的存在。
We recognize there is the presence of Egypt and Assyria in our lives.
所以求主继续帮助加添我们的信心。
So may God continue to increase our faith.
让我们能够真正的诚心诚意的来相信他、依靠他。
So we can truly and sincerely believe and rely on Him.
我们才不会落入这种求告埃及、投奔亚述的这种无知里头。
So we will not fall into the foolishness of relying on Assyria or Egypt.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.